Hello. Welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. I'm Perrier, and I want to thank you for joining me today. It's a beautiful day in the great Southwest, and I hope the weather is clearing up and looking like spring where you live. We already have some questions in queue today, and for those of you who are new, this is your time to bring your questions, concerns, or inquiries about calcium bentonite clay, and I will answer them to the best of my ability. And we are on FCC, Federal Communication Commission, so I'm not allowed to mention a clay byproduct name. I'll make it generic. I can't control what you say, but as far as I am concerned, that's my role. So we will go over and take a look at any questions in queue. And we do have quite a few here. Nice. All right. I have one here from, I'm not sure who it's from. I can't see it, but I can't see the name. It said, with successes of dissolving cataracts as mentioned in your book, what was the time frame of how long it took for the cataracts to dissolve some of those that were successful? I'm presently trying this now for a couple of weeks. You know, none of them got back to me with how long it took. One of the testimonials in the book, it was from another book, Earth Cures, about an elderly lady who was waiting for her cataracts to ripen to have their surgery, and she started using clay poultices on her eyelids, closed eyelids, and her And I'm not sure if she used the drops too. I think she did. And hers cleared up and she didn't have to have the surgery, but didn't mention how long. And I was, because I hadn't had a lot of results back on this, I was about to take this off the list for the rewrite book that I'm working on when I got a successful comment from another lady who said it dissolved her cataracts. And didn't mention how long it took, so I'm kind of in the dark there, and I'll see if I can find the answer to that. My guess, if you're not seeing results in 3 to 4 weeks, then maybe it's not going to work for you. I don't know how you're using it. You didn't mention. I like to put the clay mask directly over the closed eyelid and cover it with a wet wash rag and leave it on there for, you know, as long as you can leave it, at least 15 minutes. And every time I do that and I wash the clay off, I generally find some little yellow stuff that comes up in the corner of my eyes, that stringy stuff that gets in your eyes. So it kind of cleanses your eyes and the tear duct, so it's not going to hurt you. And then I've made an eye wash. I mixed the liquid clay according to directions. And I get 4 ounces of eye wash solutions. Be sure it's eye wash solutions and not lens cleanser. At the drugstore, it's a little 4-ounce bottle, and I put that in a container. And I add some of the liquid clay to it, and I'm trying to think now. I think it's a tablespoon of the liquid clay to that solution and kind of shake it up and use that for drops or as an eye wash with a little eye cup where you hold it back and blink it a little bit and do that once a day, or if it feels drying, do it once every 2 days. I'm not sure it's drying or if it's tightening, because my eyes always, I used to take the No More Tears or whatever it is to make your eyes moist. And since I've started doing the clay poultices occasionally, my eyes stay well lubricated and I don't have to do that. So that's how it's recommended to use it. Jan sent a question. I have been prescribed Rantidine and Prilosec for acid reflux this past month. I really, really do not want to take this stuff. This just happened out of the blue. I've been healthy my whole life, then all of a sudden, Recently, I heard of bentonite. Can you take this with medication safely? We advise you to call your doctor and your pharmacist, not your doctor because he doesn't know, the pharmacist, and say, how long does it take me to absorb my medicine and take your clay afterwards? The clay doesn't bother all your medicines, but we're not sure which one it does, so the safe thing is to avoid all of them. I definitely know it works. You shouldn't take it with a live antibiotic because it goes after the bacteria. They actually give you the hair of the dog that bit you, so you want to leave it away from antibiotics. But if you're taking it for acid reflux and you want to get off the drugs they've prescribed, you know, just stop the drugs, start taking the clay. I mean, it'll be gone. If it's not cleared up in 3 days, I'd be greatly surprised. Some people, 1 or 2 days doses, and they start feeling better. Now, it may take a while to stay on the clay to get your body back in balance. So if you're taking other medications, generally they have you wait 3 hours, and then you can take the clay safely. The clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream, so once you've absorbed your medicines, the clay won't interfere with it. Thank you for that question. I know a lot of people always ask that one. Sandra Rogers from Brandon, MF, Mississippi. I am presently trying to dissolve my cataracts. 2 cataracts question today. I'm putting the clay poultice packs on a square of damp gauze for 1 hour, 3 times a day. Then I follow it, rinsing my eyes and with the eye wash as set, 1 tablespoon of bentonite clay. That's the liquid for 12 hours. The eye wash solution. And around what time is the success rate of those who have tried to dissolve their cataracts and the average of how long it took? Again, I haven't had specific people tell me how long it took them. So I would say if you're not noticing a change in 2 to 3 weeks, particularly with as long as you're leaving the poultices on there, even if they're on a little bit of gauze, you should be, and the length of time you're leaving it on, you should be feeling some results in, and I don't know, I cannot feel cataracts. If I had them, I couldn't feel them. You have to go to the doctor to find out. So you may have to, you know, after about a month, go check with your doctor and see if they're still there. I guess if you have them bad enough, you can tell the difference because they obscure the vision. So, and if you don't get any success, if you can email me at perrya@austin.rr.com, I would love to know that because, you know, if it's not going to work, I don't want to put it in the book. Okay, Cheryl in Cleveland. Hi, Cheryl. I think we've spoken before. I've seen recipes that include living clay. How can it be beneficial to ingest clay with food? I thought you were supposed to take it an hour before or after food or medicine on an empty stomach. Thank you for all your work on this interesting subject and your devotion to great health for all. Thank you for that. Yes. You know, it depends on what you're taking it for. If you're taking it for a first-time cleanse, it's better to do it on an empty stomach because it can go down and pull that old crud that's lodged in your colon. Better if it's not in with food at the same time. And it also can help get rid of, there's more clay there for the parasites to be attracted to get them out of the body, excavate them from the body. If you're taking it for detoxing, then you might want to take it before you eat because when you're chewing your food, if there are chemicals in your food, and we don't know nowadays what's been treated with pesticides or fish with mercury or something with arsenic or lead or whatever the case may be, as you're chewing your food, I'm of the theory that that really will help release those toxins into your system. So I want to drink a little clay right before I eat my meals so that it can grab all those toxins before and afterwards. so you can take it before or afterwards to, for a detox. And you, clay always seems to find a way to work. As far as a cleanse, it's going to work better on an empty stomach. That doesn't mean you have to take it all the time on an empty stomach. So for some people, it works better to take it after a meal. For some people, it works better to take it with their meal. A lot of people put it in a smoothie and take it that way. So it depends on what you're wanting to achieve with that. But just get it in you or on you, and eventually it'll find its way to how to work. And may take a little longer getting a cleanse done if you're taking it with your meals. So just kind of use a little common sense with it, and that'll be fine. Good questions today. Thank you. Chris from Dixie Hills, New York. Of your Living Cray products, would you which would you suggest to use for dry hands? Personally, I love the citrus green tea body cream. Now I'm not mentioning a brand name here, so I just love it. It's rich, it's thick enough. It keeps my hands soft all day long, my arms soft all day long. Now, if you wash it off, you may need to replenish it on your hands. But I use it also on the heels of my feet, on my feet in the wintertime and in the summertime when I wear sandals. And I just love it. I think it's one of our most popular products, and I'd recommend that. If you want to go richer, I would go with the Rejuvenation Face Cream. But try that citrus green tea body cream first. Thank you. I'm working on my GI, that's your digestive tract. Can you suggest the best protocol to do it with clay? Tell me the time window to succeed. Thank you. Okay, I need to know what you're specifically working on. Are you working on an ulcer, ulcerative colitis, IBS? Because that'll affect the time frame of what you're working on. And again, it depends on how bad you have it for how much you take. I would like to read a couple of testimonies. One of them I've just gotten is really brand new, and it absolutely amazed me. And the other one I've just got too, and it refers to IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome. She says, I have a new life because of this clay, and so does my sister. I started having IBS after taking huge doses of antibiotics for strep in college. I'm turning 60 this summer, so it's been a long time. I take a tablespoon morning and night. So she takes a single serving of the liquid clay morning and evening, both in kombucha. So she puts it with the kombucha tea, which is like a probiotic. We make our own kombucha now, and it is a good probiotic. I never miss a dose. I have noticed that the clay has helped me in levels. At first, it slowed down my system some and made the stool more solid. Sorry, folks, but I was still going four times a day. Then the next level was that it did the same thing, but more. I have just reached a fourth level where I go only twice a day, and it's totally controllable. I have the urge, but if I'm in a car or it's inconvenient, I'm okay. I'm going to Europe this summer, and it will be 2 weeks of planes, trains, automobiles, buses, metro, tubes, and shuttles. I would have been in a blind panic before this clay. I had a mild case of flu this winter, and there were a few times where I knew if I hadn't been taking the clay, the stomach flu portion of my influenza would have manifested itself. The interesting thing was that for the first month or two, my stool was smelly. Sorry again. I think that even though I was going a lot, obviously the clay was sweeping out toxins and overgrowth of candida. My grandson is 11, and he spent a week in ICU when he was born, the prenatal ICU when he was born, on high doses of antibiotics. He struggles with the same thing. I put him on clay, and he has done really well. I have to say that I think I have a colicky spastic colon congenitally, in other words, hereditary. Several members of my extended family and immediate family have it. I think the high doses of antibiotics triggered an acute phase of it. With clay, it soothes that down. I tell everyone I know about the clay, and I started out on a different clay thinking it was calcium bentonite. My sister and I both took this other clay, but we swear by the living clay. And with the other clay, our fingernails started to get really soft and peel and break. My fingernails normally would be weapons. So since I take so much clay, I have to use the best. So that was from Melissa. And then the other testimonial, now this one was really amazing. This lady was had liver problems, colon problems, tapeworms, and thyroid problems. She said, in March of 2012, I went to my doctor not feeling well. He got the results of my blood work and sent me to the hospital for further testing. In the hospital, they ran some more blood work, x-rays, ultrasounds, MRIs, scans, and colonoscopies. They told me I tested positive for Echinococcus, I'm not saying that right, a large tapeworm in my liver. It was I was number 11 in Canada to ever have this. And they had pictures of it. Four cysts in my liver. The small one was 7.5 inches. The larger one was 10 inches. I had anemia and a blocked colon. The images from my colon also had unexplained images of tiny horseshoes that were highly reflective. And I was hyperthyroid. The doctor's plan was to hospitalize me and address the parasite in my liver first with high doses of antibiotic and vitamin K for liver, and then get special medication to be able to biopsy my liver to figure out how to treat the parasite. 2 weeks of IVs, and then they had to transfer me to a large center with a liver specialist 5 hours away. The antibiotic treatment now completed, a friend gave me clay, and I started to drink it without telling the doctors while in the hospital. I worked my way up to drinking one cup of the mixture, the liquid mixture, 3 times a day. Wow, that's 24 ounces of clay. After 2 weeks of drinking the clay in the hospital, they had acquired this special pills that I had to take. The pills would coat my system with a film, so if the eggs hatched from the parasite into my body, I would not die from anaphylactic shock. They took me for a scan to see the location of the parasite and the cyst on the liver. All the cysts on the liver were gone, and only a bit of scar tissue the size of the fingernail on your pinky finger remained. The parasite was no longer there either. They concluded the bud pests and pictures for the parasite were now incorrect and could not explain how the liver healed itself that quickly. Isn't that typical? Well, we must have read it wrong. They biopsied the liver and the test results came back negative for a parasite and negative for infection. I was allowed home after 30 days and then the doctors wanted to do bowel surgery. It was explained I would lose a large section of my colon and possibly have to wear a bag. I was reluctant at the time and wished to continue my one cup of clay at 8 a.m., one cup at 2 p.m., and one cup at 9 p.m. My mixture was a fourth of a cup of clay to 2 cups of water. Shake it good. From that, I took one cup of this liquid. I was still a bit hyperthyroid, and my anemia was 50% better and still on no medications. Doctors still think I am a miracle and have no idea I am on clay, so they let me go home. I am told that the bowel will need surgery. I continued from April the 12th to August the 12th, April 2012 to August 2012, 4 months to faithfully drink one cup 3 times per day. I also put a half an inch poultice on my belly at night with saran wrap and slept with it on. My belly had a rash on it that outlined the damaged intestine. In August, I felt a sharp pain in my guts, and I know it was my spleen. It had been angry for some time, and the pain came from the area where the rash had been. I spent 45 minutes in the bathroom with a bowel movement that was the size of a baseball. Sorry to be graphic, but it's etched in my memory. It is now August, and I head to the hospital. And they do my 6th colonoscopy and more scans. Doctors tell me my intestine has opened and my spleen has fallen into the intestine. I'm hospitalized waiting for emergency surgery. I'm told I will lose my spleen and I may go septic. Again, I was on no medication and only on the clay. 3 days later, they did the surgery and opened my abdomen up 9 inches, removed 8 inches of my intestine. I woke up surrounded by doctors, all wanting to know what I had done to change my intestinal health. One asked, get this, how did you change your intestines from a 70-year-old to a 20-year-old in 4 short months? No more colitis, ulcers, diverticulitis, polyps. It was a miracle. It is then I told them about the clay. The surgeon says it's definitely Crohn's disease, and it has that look she had seen hundreds of times. We waited for the test results to come back, and it was negative for Crohn's. I spent 1 week in the hospital healing from the abdominal surgery. They said that I healed in record time as well. I put poultice on my staples on my stomach and slept at night with saran wrap over them. The doctors took my staples out in only 9 days. He said it looked 4 weeks post-operative, and there was rust on the staples. Now I had to deal with my thyroid and anemia. My general practitioner doctor told me I would have to face 6 months of iron injections in the butt to deal with my anemia, and then my thyroid was Graves' disease, and they would have to kill it, and I would be on meds the rest of my life. My GP said I have done so much for myself with this clay that he would like to put it to the test. I was to report every Monday at the same time for blood work, and we would monitor it. Inside of 4 weeks, I was no longer anemic, nor was I hyperthyroid. The doctors told me that thyroids never heal themselves. To this day, I continue to drink clay, but only 5 ounces 3 times a day. Truly a lifesaver and a blessing. It's amazing when used properly. I find people do not stay on it long enough, nor do they take large enough doses. One of the biggest mistakes is they stir it instead of shaking it. At the first sign of a bit of discomfort, they stop using it. I get asked a lot about if the clay just sits in your colon. Well, I tell you, after 6 colonoscopies in 4 months, if the doctor saw clay, I would have known about it. Instead, they saw unexplainable healing. That's from Marge L. in Canada. Isn't that an amazing, amazing testimonial? It really blows me away. So, Carol in Chicago, I hope that will help you with some of your questions. I do recommend if you're going to take that larger amount to build it up gradually, not just go overnight. And if you have a tendency of high blood pressure to monitor it while you're doing it. I asked her if she had high blood pressure, and she said no, and she did monitor her blood pressure, but it may have gone up 1 point and then back down 1 point, but it never went over 1 point. But some people with problems of high blood pressure, it might tend to cause your blood pressure to rise. So monitor it. Try drinking a lot of water during the day, and maybe taking your clay with your meals, if you encounter the high blood pressure. Wow. Okay, some more questions. What would you suggest for eczema in the crooks of your arms and on your shins? I would suggest taking the cleansing clay mask, the mud, and putting it on that area, and I would get on both those areas, and I would get either Saran Wrap or the Glad Press and Seal. It's Press and Seal is made by Glad, and it's right up there with the wax paper and the Saran Wrap. It's a little sticky on one side, and it, you know, if you don't have real hairy arms, it acts like a mild Band-Aid. You can put it on, and it will stick to the skin. But it's not as harsh as the adhesive on the Band-Aid, so when you pull it off, it doesn't tear your skin. And also, it will hold that wet clay in place, and you're going to have to kind of squish it around in your elbows, because every time you bend your elbows, you're going to be pushing the clay away. So when you straighten your elbow and you're sitting down, you can kind of wiggle the clay around under that press and seal. And I would do the same thing on your shingles. In addition to that, I would take one clay bath a week. Now, we had a person with severe eczema, and she took a clay bath every day for 4 days, and a hot clay bath using two to three cups of clay per bath, and she had this stuff from head to toe, and it looked like elephant hide. And by the morning of the fourth day, all this dead skin, scaly stuff had fallen off, and her skin was just beautiful. She was also drinking like 4 to 5 ounces 3 times a day. In between times, if it gets dry and it's itchy, get a little coconut oil and put on it to keep it moist during the day, because when it dries out a little bit, eczema seems to itch. So if you start scratching, either put the clay mask on it, that'll calm it down. And when you wash that off and dry it, put just a little bit of coconut oil and rub it in. And let me know how you do with that. Again, from Carol in Chicago. Small and large intestines, probably with ulcers. Okay, this is what she's dealing with. Well, I would definitely be aggressive with the clay. Just like the testimonials I've read. If you'd like a copy of that testimonial, I'll be happy to send it to you. I'm still waiting for some more results back from her, and then I'll have that one posted on the website. I wanted to take that amount of clay myself for a while and see if there are any conditions, but she's been doing it. She did it for over 4 weeks and had no adverse effects. I think as long as you monitor your blood pressure, that should be fine. So I would really get aggressive with it. I would drink more of the liquid clay and occasionally do a poultice over your stomach area, over your intestines. I think poultices do more good than we think they do, particularly over the liver or the kidneys and over your gut. So let me know how you do with that. Well, that's all the questions we have for right now, so I'm going to go back to the phone page and see. We have quite a few listeners on the phone today. If anybody on the phone has a question they'd like to ask, if you will press *2 on your phone, it will notify me and I can open your line and we can have a discussion about anything to discuss. Somebody's trying to call me on my home phone now. I hear the little beep in. I'm not seeing anything there. And no one has raised their hand on the phone, so I'm going to go back and check the question page again. Good questions today. Our time is almost up. I would like to say, if you go to aboutclay.com, it's an educational site. There are, if you scroll, go to Clay Info, and from there you can go to testimonials. There's lots of articles, there are interviews, and if you scroll down to the bottom of the page on the right-hand side, there are a couple of videos that show you how to mix the clay for a clay bath and for the liquid clay, and it walks you right through it, and lots of articles and information on that page to help answer your questions. I know it's frustrating to look for a clay because everybody says our clay is best and the other clay is bad. There are some specific things you want to look for in selecting a clay. I just believe that the calcium bentonite clays are best for healing. There are some good sodium ones out there that don't have, you know, real, real high content of sodium. And they're okay. Every clay is different, and the best thing to do is compare them and see, to mix them and see how they mix and set up, if they swell or if they don't swell, if they're gritty, if they're tasteless and odorless. And I always would like to see a quality control report. So this tells me they have sent their clay off for testing, or they've tested it in-house for microbials, for E. coli, for the standard bad boys. I call them, they're four standard bad boys, E. coli, and two others whose names are so long that I can't quite pronounce. So this assures you that you have a good quality clay. And that's important. You want a non-gritty clay, and you want a clay that stays emulsified when you mix it with water in the right proportions. All manufacturers have different proportions. I think the best thing to do is mix it with a spring water rather than a distilled water. But when you mix it, you want it to stay emulsified. There'll be some heavier particles that go to the bottom of all clays, but there should be some that stay emulsified. If the clay separates to clay and water, and there's water at the bottom and clay at the top, water at the top and then all the clay shifts to the bottom, it's not staying emulsified. It's not staying homogenized, and I don't think that would be a very strong clay. All clays are going to give you some pulling effect. It's just that some are out there that are much stronger than others. So I invite you to compare, get them and compare them, mix them for the liquid, mix them for the place. Take a facial. Put half of one on one side of your face and half of another on the other side of a face, and notice if they, when they dry, how tight they pull, and if any of them, when you just rub your hand across it, just turn to powder and fall off, that's not a good holding clay. You want a clay that will kind of hold. Of course, if you put it on there thick and it dries completely, when you push it, it's going to knock some of the big crystals off. But if you put a kind of a thin medium coating on there, some of them will just turn right to powder, and it's just like you smile and it just falls off on your clothes. So avoid those type of clays and find you a clay that works for you. And I'm going to check one more time. Here's another question for Carol. Thank you for your help. You really are a blessing to all of us. Thank you again. Thank you very much, Carol. I appreciate that. I'm here for you. And I appreciate you guys, the ones calling in, the ones emailing, the ones listening. So that goes both ways. I am so happy that I can serve in this way and help people with their questions. And we get a lot of bad advice sometimes, particularly from medicals. I know they don't mean to do it, but I don't know. It's just like the lady that did all that stuff, and then they retested and they said, well, we must have missed something in the testing. They can't give credit to something else, something natural. But as long as you're getting good results and you're feeling good, I tell people I'm 75 years young. I feel so remarkably good. I don't get up and ache. I went to a college reunion not long ago, and I see all these people all humped over and crippled up and hardly getting around. And they look old. They just look old. And I feel young. I just don't understand why they don't feel as good as I do. And I think it's because they don't take clay. I used to ache, and I do work at it. I go to exercise class twice a week, and I work on stretching my muscles, because when you get old, they tighten up, and that's when you get problems in your body. When you sit in one position too long, you need to stretch, you need to raise your head up, you need to do some movement. And when you get older, we don't move as much as you young people out there. So today I'm going to close with, let me go one more time and see if any questions had popped up, because as soon as I finish, there's always some that pop up that I don't see on my computer. Okay, here's one from William and Marion. I would like a copy of that amazing testimonial. Also, I did not hear anything about the ladies getting recompense from the doctors. I don't know what you mean from that. By that, I'll have to look that up. But I will capture this, and I have your email, and I'll be happy to share that. And she would probably be even happy to talk to you if you would like. She's just an amazing person and wants to help others, and has had a huge victory. And I'm kind of like her. I think a lot of times we're not taking enough, and it's difficult for, you know, to set a set standard in clay, because everyone's different. Your system is different. You're taking it for a different reason. So the reason you're taking it will have something to do with the amount. The general rule of thumb of clay is, if you're not getting the results you want, take more. And I've found time and again when that has paid off. So, again, build up gradually. Don't just jump in and take a cup of clay or a half a cup. Just start at 2 ounces and maybe go to 3 ounces and do that for a couple of days. And if that feels good, go to 4 ounces. And if that feels good, go to 5 ounces. And gradually build up and let your body adjust to it as we go. And thank you, William. And I'll send you a copy of that testimony. And so it's a beautiful weekend. It looks like the weather's going to be good here in Texas. I hope it's warming up wherever you are. And spring is in the coming. Everything is greening up here in Texas. So go forth, enjoy your weekend, and be well. Drink some clay. Thank you for listening in. This is Perrier signing out with a grateful heart. Goodbye.